Just wanted to note, I forgot to say earlier, the lovely decorations that Joyce and Beth Laux have put up for us today. I've chosen one verse only for scripture today and for the message, and it is this one from Galatians 5:1. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. A word from our Holy Scripture. Several years ago, I went to the CNE, or Canadian National Exhibition, in Toronto. Anybody ever been there? And they have a theme for each day for the exhibition. And this particular day that I was there, not unknowingly, was Veterans Day. And I particularly remember, as you're walking around the fairgrounds and taking everything in, there seemed to be, which probably was planned, but it seemed to be an impromptu parade of veterans, mostly elderly veterans, dressed up in their uniforms, marching throughout the fairgrounds. I'm pretty sure you never forget how to march like that once you have learned. And it was a small contingent walking through with a small army band and drums, sort of beating out the drum beat as they marched along on a predetermined parade route and with their eyes straight ahead. And I may not have all the details right, but this is what I remember. A number of people stopped to watch this little parade go by, but many more just continued along with the fairgrounds, not paying much attention to what was going on. I happened to stop, and I don't know why I was by myself at that moment because I was there with family, but I happened to stop to watch those veterans walk by in their uniforms. And totally unexpectedly, I felt a catch in my throat, and I started to cry. Not expecting and completely unaware of why I started to cry. But in that moment, I remember I was deeply aware of what those soldiers, mostly at that point in their senior years, and mostly probably gone now, had sacrificed for their country and for the hope of freedom for those who came after them. Now, I have been moved at other times by displays like this, but that moment is deeply seared in my brain from many years ago. Because what I realize, even as I begin to tear up now, is that I live the life that I live because women and men in my own country were willing to go somewhere else and to give their lives for the greater good of all. What incredible selflessness. Fewer and fewer people today are as cognizant of this as the two great wars of the early 20th century are blurring into the pages of history, and the wars that were fought in other places seem very remote to us. And as fewer and fewer veterans of these wars are here anymore, it seems that we are less inclined to make a point of remembering. November's Broadview magazine quoted some statistics from a survey commissioned by the Azrieli Foundation to find out how much Canadians know about World War II and the Holocaust. One in five Canadians under the age of 34 aren't sure if they've even heard of the Holocaust. And two-thirds of this age group do not know how many Jewish people were killed and certainly do not know how many soldiers were killed. 49% of the respondents can't name a concentration camp. And one-third of all people in Canada believe that Canada had an open-door policy for Jewish refugees, which we did not. We turned ships of Jewish refugees around that were headed for Canada. 69% cannot name a Holocaust survivor, and 57% say that fewer people care about the Holocaust. Fewer people are caring. It is heartbreaking to think that so much has been sacrificed by so many, only to be slowly forgotten. We have what we have and are able to do what we do because of unthinkable courage and sacrifice. Forgetting the past and the people who put their heart into protecting us and our values means that we negate what it cost for us to enjoy the unprecedented freedom and prosperity that we have today. The purpose of Remembrance Day is to help remind us to never forget the cost. The cost, of course, of lives. Millions of lives have been lost to war in the fight for freedom. Fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters. Young people, and it's mostly young people, who would never live to have lovers or families or to enjoy a meal with their families again. Who would never have the opportunity to live the lives that we have or to see the benefits that we enjoy because of their willingness to go and fight for it. There are other costs, of course. The mental and emotional cost to soldiers and their families. Suicide today is at an all-time high for military personnel, and families are suffering when their loved ones are struggling with PTSD or addictions or are seemingly distant in their relationships. Once productive and optimistic people are languishing because of the effects of what they have experienced and seen. And the financial cost is not insignificant as we rack up debt to fund our penchant for conflict, conquest, and control. In the end, is it truly freedom that we gain from what we as humans engage in the name of freedom? One of my favorite writers, Joan Chittister, writes that the institutionalization of enmity is called war. It's called Rwanda, it's called Bosnia, it's called the Gaza Strip. And we bless it in the name of justice, but justice is never done by war. The lives of innocent are always destroyed. The lives of the weapons makers are always enhanced. The scripture I chose for today from Galatians, if someone were to ask me what my favorite scripture was, would be this one. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. The slavery that this writer was speaking about was slavery to religious laws and institutional oppression. People were enslaved to a structure that was keeping them from being themselves. The rules that were being imposed on them restricted them rather than freed them to live abundantly. That's what was going on in this time. The message reminded people, those who follow Christ, were to live under the law of love. Christ, the writer tells us, sacrificed his life so that those who followed him would live lives fully committed to love, forgiveness, justice, and peace. The freedom that they were being given was not to live a life of licentiousness, of doing whatever you wanted, because that would be slavery in another way, slavery to your whims and desires, which are in the end destructive. The writer was saying that by following the one who willingly sacrificed his life for love, we're now called to do everything for a love that is written on our hearts and is empowered by the Holy Spirit. That's how we're to live. Freely. We cannot let the tremendous sacrifice made by so many go in vain today. The cost of freedom is now ours to take on, to continue the work that was done by those who gave their lives for us. Christ's sacrifice and the sacrifice of those who died for us remind us that the cost of freedom is enormous. Each of us must put down our right to need our need to be right for the sake of being at peace with all people and with the earth. It means giving up our resentment, fear, judgment, anger, and hatred so that we, in the world that we enjoy today, can continue to have freedom, can mend fences and build bridges and right wrongs and bring about reconciliation wherever we can. That is the cost now to us. We must continue to protect the legacy of those who have gone before us by being willing to stand against anything that threatens anyone's right in our country to live in peace and freedom. We cannot let what others so passionately fought for be in vain. I don't think that those who fought for our freedom imagined that they were fighting so that we could amass greater personal fortunes or live in luxury at the cost of so badly damaging the earth, or that we can engage in the incivility that characterizes the current political climate, or so that we could treat anybody in our country as second-class citizens. I can't imagine that anybody fought for that. There is still much work to be done in our own backyard to protect what was so costly to so many. There are those in our communities who are still not free. And this dishonors those people who gave their lives for this country. Can we commit, even at cost to ourselves, to working toward freedom? We all know who these people are. Those who are still living in fear for their lives because of prejudice or fear or oppression or even hatred. The LGBTQ, 2S plus community, First Peoples, immigrants, women, African Canadians, and Muslims, to name just a few, are not living in freedom in our country still. Are we willing to pay the cost for their right to be free to live their lives as most of us live our lives? If not, how can we call ourselves Christian when Christ gave his life for all, that all might be free? We need to be intentional about our efforts to ensure freedom for all and access to the resources that people need to live productive lives in this community and in this country. This Tuesday, actually, we're hosting a lunch and a conversation that we're calling Big Conversations, where we are going to discuss the challenges we are facing in our broader community and beyond, and begin to imagine where we might start to work to meet needs in our communities in meaningful and effective ways. And as resources dry up in our communities and they're being spread far thinner, and as needs seem to be increasing, we're going to have to find more creative ways to address the complicated issues we as a society are facing today. If you're interested in attending that conversation, please seriously consider it and let me know. It'll be Tuesday at lunch from 11 to 1. And others in the broader community of Okotoks have also been invited to this conversation. Freedom in the end, of course, is not the absence of war. Freedom is the presence of peace. Personal peace that refuses to give in to fear or judgment. Peace that works to bring people together in love as we affirm each other's differences. Peace that makes us one with creation, committed to protecting this amazing, fragile gift we have been given. And peace with God, that grounds us in the all-encompassing knowledge that we have a grander purpose and connection to life and to love. We who have been blessed to live as we do because of the people who fought for freedom are now responsible for ensuring it for all people. That is the cost. To ensure equal access to resources so that all may live well. We cannot, as the wars grow further and further in history, forget the sacrifices that were willingly made for this costly freedom, and we must continue to tell their stories. And as followers of Jesus, We can no longer live lives that are not dedicated to freedom for all. We cannot forget, because it is for freedom that Christ has set us free.